This is WLVR. One in five prisoners in the U.S. has had COVID-19. That's according to the Marshall Project. And that rate is four times as high as the general population. In Pennsylvania, the Department of Corrections has recently taken new steps to combat the virus behind bars. Prisoners are also a high state priority for the coronavirus vaccines, but the timeline for distribution is not clear. WLVR's Tyler Pratt recently spoke with Joseph Darius Jafari, a journalist covering prisons with Spotlight PA.
So it's very similar to the first round of lockdowns. And lockdown basically means that inmates are kept in their cells for hours on end, sometimes even days on end, as we learned from the first wave. They can't shower, they can't make phone calls, they can't stretch their legs, they can't exercise. And even Department of Corrections Secretary John Wetzel, in March, he said this wasn't ideal, but since they haven't released enough prisoners to do a proper cohort, letting people out enough, more people out, this is what they have to resort to.
So why is the virus so rampant in prisons? I'm sure some people think of these places as isolated and cut off from the world.
That's kind of what they thought during the first wave, too. And you still have people in corrections who say that inmates are safer inside than they are outside. That was the case. Honestly, it was the case during the first wave. But as these rural communities and these, you know, areas that are where prisons are located have gone rampant with the virus, it's only a matter of time before it gets in. And once it in, it spreads. There's no proper ventilation. They're cramped quarters. Even within the same cell, you have sometimes four people. And when they have one person that tests positive, all four people test positive. And then it just spreads like wildfire within prisons very easily.
Back in the spring, we heard the state released some inmates. It was the largest ever reduction in a three-month time period through early parole and other programs. Has that continued?
No. I mean, this is one of the biggest contentions, I think, between a lot of legislators, advocates, and inmates themselves. The Department of Corrections and the governor ultimately released close to 5,000 people. Only about 100 of them were through a very specific program to release inmates because of COVID. The rest has just been, you know, early parole and stuff like that. And there hasn't been any extension of that, nor has there been any talk of extending that temporary reprieve as it was in April. So it's not like it's going anywhere. I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse within the prisons. And now we're even seeing legislators say we need to do a reduction now more than ever, because it's getting to the point where the death rate inside is more than the outside general population now. And so no longer is it the case that you are safer inside prisons than you are on the outside.
You recently wrote that an inmate died of the coronavirus, but state corrections never told his family. Tell us about Yvonne Newkirk's story.
So Yvonne, and this is actually, it's a devastating story, but it's not unique. And when I spoke to Yvonne, I told her, like, you know, it's unfortunate that this happened to you, but even more unfortunate, this happens all the time. The same day that we published our story, Injustice Watch, which is another news publication, published a story very similar in Illinois, where families were not contacted when people died of COVID. They weren't even notified when they got ill, even though they were the first contact, the emergency contact, or the power of attorney, as Yvonne was with her brother. And Yvonne, unfortunately, didn't know for almost 3 weeks that her brother, who she talked to almost daily and wrote to weekly, was intubated in a local hospital. And they wouldn't tell her what hospital, so she couldn't video call him or anything like that. And the day after she contacted me, her brother died, and she only knew then what hospital that he was at.
Wow. How are staff doing during all of this? You report that a corrections officer was told to return to work even though he tested positive for the virus and had symptoms.
We've had multiple people come forward and say that they were told to go back to work early. They weren't allowed to get tested when they were exposed. They had to use their personal time to quarantine when they thought they were exposed. They're being told in a couple instances to come back to work, which is risking spread infection, gets inmates ill, gets other staff ill, and it spreads COVID positivity within the community.
What is the department saying about all of this, about sick inmates and sick staff?
So the Department of Corrections has not necessarily washed their hands of everything, but they have said that they've done all they really can do. by locking down inmates, they are trying to contain the spread. But we know the spread is going to get worse within prisons because of the way that prisons are built and because of the population. They say the governor needs to do something. The governor says that the General Assembly needs to do something. There's a lot of pointing fingers everywhere. The General Assembly, there is a bipartisan push to get at least elderly and infirm patients out of prisons. But right now, they're just kind of dragging their heels. This doesn't seem to be a priority, even though that you have both Republican and Democrats pushing for it. It's just not being done.
That was Spotlight PA reporter Joseph Darius Jafari speaking with WLVR's Tyler Pratt.